Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man's penis was discovered at a gas station in Alabama earlier this week.
Going in for a sandwich?
No, I think it was a severed penis.
Yeah, and I got a little partridge on a long trip, and he was hungry. His whole body wasn't, but I was, so I came in.
So this was found at a gas station. Police received, and this is a weird story, police received a call on Monday morning about a human penis that had been discovered at Midtown Mobile, a gas station in Mobile, Alabama, or I guess it's Midtown Mobile. And in a follow-up report claimed as of 4 p.m. Monday, the Mobile Police Department stated the incident is not being investigated as an assault or murder. Police also offered a reasonable explanation for why they do not suspect foul play in the case. And this is where it gets confusing. There's no resolution in this statement. Earlier that morning, 29-year-old Christopher Means had been riding his motorcycle southbound on I-65 when he attempted to merge onto I-10. Unfortunately, while on the I-10 ramp, Means lost control of his motorcycle and was thrown into traffic. Multiple vehicles allegedly struck the victim, who was pronounced dead at the scene, but only one driver remained in the area to discuss the circumstances around the fatality with police. Investigators are still searching for the other drivers who are involved. And that's where the story ends.
What?
Did they check the guy's body to see if he was missing a penis?
Yeah, how do they know it's his?
And they didn't indicate that in the story.
I would say that
the case.
Put the alert out. Check in your pants. If you're missing your penis, this could be yours.
It's weird. I have a couple of follow-up stories. Here's one of them. Two emperor tamarin monkeys that went missing Monday have been found. Police said they received a tip that the monkeys were in an abandoned Lancaster home on Tuesday.
Hey, it's the monkeys.
Dallas and Lancaster law enforcement found the animals in a closet inside the empty home. According to the newspaper, Dallas police believe the monkeys were taken from their enclosure. There have been no arrests, but police say they've identified a man they want to speak to. He's missing a penis, by the way.
There we go. I got bigger fish to fry.
In regard to the incident, and the monkeys were returned to the zoo, where a spokesperson said that they will be evaluated by veterinarians.
No modus operandi here? No reason for the kidnapping of the monkeys?
They don't,
just wanted friends?
They do not know yet, so who knows? All right, here's a follow-up story again. Authorities in Southwest Florida have identified a 43-year-old man who became known as the pooping perpetrator. For allegedly breaking into a local restaurant, stealing several items, and then defecating on the eatery floor before leaving.
It's not like the place didn't have a bathroom.
Nathan David Long was arrested several days later after police say they caught him jumping into a river naked. And he allegedly confessed to the break-in.
Everything okay? I'm good.
Long was taken into custody on Thursday, charged with one count each of burglary, petty theft, and criminal mischief. An adult male, approximately at 2:30 a.m. on Saturday, January 21st, was caught on security camera breaking into a Joe's Crab Shack. We talked about this.
Crabs make me poop.
Climbed through a small window, broke and stole multiple items to include alcohol, and then defecated on the floor prior to leaving. The department also posted two clips of surveillance footage showing the break-in to its Facebook page and asked the public's help in identifying the pooping perpetrator. Long was able to get away from the restaurant that evening, but a few days later, police say similarly foolish behavior landed him in the back of a squad car. Detectives units working the marine unit responded.
The fecal division.
Call in reference to a naked male that jumped into the Calusatchie River. And upon arriving at the scene, the detective observed the new male on a nearby, quote, derelict vessel, which I don't know what that means.
Like a beaten up ship.
Along with the help of another officer, the detective was also to get the naked man, was able to get the naked man, later identified as Long, safely aboard a marine boat. As they transported him to awaiting medical personnel, the detective recognized a naked man as the individual from the Joe's Crab Shack burglary.
Hey!
In an interview with investigators, Long allegedly admitted to that he was indeed the culprit of an incident that occurred at the restaurant, and he was later booked into the Lee County Jail.
Can I get a selfie?
Here's another follow-up for you.
Oh, yeah.
And this is good news. A man suspected of being the Tesla driver involved in a series of road rage attacks in Southern California has been arrested.
Yes. Yeah, this guy was going to kill somebody eventually.
Yeah. At least 10 people have come forward saying that they've had frightening encounters with the man, in several cases capturing him on video smashing the sides of cars with a metal pipe. A suspect linked to those attacks was arrested by California Highway Patrol officers at a car wash and booked into jail. He's been identified as 36-year-old Nathaniel Walter Radimack, who was booked for assault with a deadly weapon and two outstanding warrants. Initial bail was listed at $5.17 million.
Wow.
His car, 2022 Tesla Model X, was seized. A car wash employee said he and his coworkers recognized him immediately. The worker said, thankfully, he didn't kill someone. When you have rage issues of that magnitude, video showed the suspect smashing a car with a pipe on the 2 freeway. The CHP says Sunday's arrest at this time was just for the January 11th assault. The investigation is continuing, and the CHP asked anyone with further information to contact the agency. After the victim in the 2 freeway incident came forward, others began detailing their own encounters with the same guy.
Yeah.
Eventually, people outside of California joined to help investigate on social media as well. So they busted this joke.
Footage of this guy freaking out. I mean, he bolts out of the one piece of footage. He just tears out of the car with the pipe, comes running back at the other driver and goes nuts.
Yep. All right. And then we will do one more story and wrap it up. Let's go with a shorter one. How about this? The staff at UPMC Hospital battled a different kind of emergency situation over the weekend. A hospital worker, a spokesperson, said that a patient may have tried to light a cigarette while on oxygen.
Oh, no!
People do this, man. Uh-huh. It's insane. It happened before 11 p.m. on Sunday. Nearby patients were moved to other units. 5 workers were evaluated and treated. 4 were treated and released, while 1 employee was kept for observation. There's no update on the condition of the initial patient at this time. And that's illegal? In the bizarre file.
Sorry, press. Yeah. Is it illegal to smoke at a gas station?
Right.
There are signs.
By the pump?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, there are signs up saying, I don't know if they say, if they're suggesting you not. I think it's illegal.
I think it is. I was driving down Belmont. There's a gas station on the right-hand side as you're heading towards the school. It's Conoco, and then beyond that, it's Sunoco. I was in the Conoco not that long ago, and a woman was smoking in her car and then dropped the cigarette butt outside the window. And I was in one of those moods where I'm like, man, do I do something about it? Do I say anything? I wanted to pick up the cigarette butt and put it back in the car.
Right. Yes.
I got this for you.
I refrained, and then she drove off. But as she was driving off, she lit up another cigarette. And I was just like, man, you already dropped one butt out the window right by a gas pump. I didn't know what to do. And I don't even know.
You should have gone over, swiped your card, pulled out the gas pump, poured it on her, take your cigarette out and thrown it in.
Is it the same thing as like using your cell phone at the pump? Like, is it not necessarily illegal, but they suggest you don't do it?
Like, you get arrested. I saw a guy pumping gas, and he had his cigarette hanging out of his mouth at the same time.
Man,
this is up in Maine.
But you're asking for it, right?
Like, oh, no doubt. Now,
I've seen warnings. They shouldn't have to.
You're an adult.
Right.
Like, fire and gasoline don't mix, you morons.
Do you recall how the phrasing is on those signs? If it's is illegal or it's...
I don't think in those signs that it's expressed that it's illegal to do so, but I certainly think there's a warning there. But yeah, that's a good question, whether or not that is against the law or not.
Yeah. It's a picture. It's Fonzie says smoking by the pumps is not cool.
It's not cool.
This text says, I don't think it's illegal. It's just dangerous and stupid. And so that's that makes sense. I don't know if there's any actual laws against it.
Okay. Well, that lady's a moron.
Yes.
Yeah, without question, throwing a cigarette.
I know.
Throwing a cigarette butt anyway. I did it maybe once a year. I mentioned this, gang, and I was a longtime smoker. Put it out and then go throw it away. Don't chuck it out the window. It's just litter. It's just flat out throwing garbage out your window.
Here's the deal. You already smoke in your car, which means your car stinks like cigarettes.
Right.
So field strip it. You know, that means get the cherry out and then put it in a receptacle somewhere and then throw it out for a later time.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Even as a smoker, I would do that.
Yeah, you can knock the cherry off and that's fine, but...
So what's throwing the cherry?
The whole cigarette butt out the window is ridiculous.
Taking somebody's virginity?
Oh.
Yeah.
You can do that too if you want.
Yeah, but not at a gas station.
No, please.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A 14-year-old boy died after riding a bull at a rodeo in North Carolina. The incident took place on Saturday night when emergency services responded to a call of cardiac arrest after the Rafter K Rodeo Winter Series. The rodeo's Facebook account identified the teenager as Denim Bradshaw, who was transported to a hospital where he later died. One of the people there, Amanda Paquette, said that she attended the rodeo and after having watched her own son compete, she saw the boy enter the bullpen. After the doors opened, the bull bucked twice. He fell off, and after the fall, the bull stomped on his chest.
Killed him.
And it killed him.
God.
Two EMTs stepped in before the EMS arrived, and there was nothing they could do. Horrible.
It's dangerous.
It's insanely dangerous. And
Casey almost bought it one time. We had a, was it the African-American rodeo?
Yeah, the Black Rodeo, yeah. And Casey was dressed as a cow while riding a bull.
We thought it was ironic.
Actually, the leg, the hoof came down right between your legs.
Yep. Split my, both of my, I guess, femurs.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, it would have crushed my leg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Like a 1,500-pound animal.
It was headed for your nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been.
Oh, geez.
I didn't want to talk about that.
No.
All right, so a district judge in eastern Colorado dismissed charges against a high school principal. This is kind of a complex story here.
All right.
Dismissed the charges against a high school principal who faced up to 12 years in prison after he was investigated on a tip that students were sexting, closing an unusual case that split the town of Brush, Colorado. Bradley Bass acted in good faith, according to the judge, although misguided to be sure, he said, when he found images of several students' phones on several students' phones and saved them on his work cell phone as evidence. This is according to the judge. But listen, the guy, I believe, was trying to do the right thing. While Bass violated Colorado law by simply preserving the images, Hobbs ruled that there was no evidence of deceit or concealment, and he notified law enforcement about the images. He also wrote that Bass had no improper motive. There was no evidence that Bass viewed the images after storing them in a confidential file on the school's computer system.
Yeah, but was the phone his personal phone?
So while those precautions,
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. But while those precautions weren't a defense to the charges against Bass, they offered good faith evidence that he believed he was doing his job. In September, Hobbs threw out charges against Bass's co-defendant and supervisor, Scott Hodgins, finding that the administrator had acted in good faith. And no one had ever accused Bass of bad intent, but under Colorado law, knowingly possessing any explicit image of kids and child pornography is child pornography, no matter the intent. So even though his intent was to do the right thing, technically,
still
broke the law enforcement officers investigating are one of the few exceptions to the rule, by the way.
So I've been conducting a years-long investigation into the practices of Pornhub.
Okay. Okay, go on.
Going for you.
Kathy, the research is exhausting.
Huh.
Uh-huh. So, and chafing.
Tissues alone.
Yeah. The judge's decision to reject the prosecution's misguided claims did not come as a surprise, said Bass's attorney. Still, the false accusations by the police department and prosecution tarnish his reputation and cause a stigma the principal will carry for the rest of his life, according to the lawyer. Faye said, calling their actions the most egregious abuse of prosecutorial discretion he's seen in 20 years of practicing law.
A rumpf.
So it's really weird. And they checked. So he had about a month after transferring the photos to the server, Bass had testified in court that he realized he had deleted the photos from his work phone. He told police and gave both his personal and work phones along with his passwords to law enforcement for the day. He testified no one had access to his phone in that time frame. A forensic analysis requested by police showed that no information related to the case was found on his personal phone or computer, and that the photos on the school server were not accessed after Bass put them there. The parents of the girl who was depicted in the images have supported the teacher, the principal, as well.
All right.
But they still, it still kind of split the town. Like, some people are like suspect of him, but
like that bull almost split your nuts, Casey.
Yeah, that's just right. Like that. Yeah. Okay.
So it wasn't on his, I'm sorry, but it wasn't on his personal phone?
No, it was on his work phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it's a fine line, but it's an important one.
Yeah. A Hawaiian woman says she no longer feels safe living in her home after a massive boulder came crashing through, narrowly missing her in the process. The incident happened on Sunday. Officials say the boulder crashed through the home, the home's cinder block wall, leaving room, the living room and another wall before ending up in a bedroom. A car was also damaged.
It's crazy footage.
And where the boulder came from and what caused it to crash into the home is still under investigation. The fire department said the boulder is about 5 feet high in height and width. And thankfully, none of the four people inside of the home at the time were injured. Both of the boulder narrowly missed Caroline Sazaki, who was walking toward her couch to watch TV as seen in security video of the incident. She said, "I heard a boom. And apparently the boulder passed right in front of me, which I didn't know. I didn't see it. And all I heard was the boom and then somebody asking if I was okay."
Now, I saw a report from the area. Behind her house is a hill, and there's a couple of houses there. And as you go up the hill, there are a number of boulders like this one. Mm. And they'd apparently have been experiencing a lot of rain.
Yeah, they did have a lot of rain in the area. But watching the video footage, it's insane how fast that thing comes rolling through the house.
It would have killed her easily.
Yes. So they just moved into the new home this month, the way. Yeah.
At least they got a month.
So the incident comes after days of heavy rains. So investigators said another homeowner told the fire department that a smaller boulder, approximately 2 feet in height and width, struck his retaining wall but did not enter his property. All right, let's do one more story and we will wrap it up. Let's end with this one. So a car burglary in Oakland was caught on camera, but this time the victim was actually sitting in his SUV unaware of what had happened. Surveillance video shows a man getting out of a Cadillac XT6. He creeps up to the back of the Buick Envision SUV, pops the trunk, opens and steals the backpack. He gets into the caddy and then drives off.
Wow.
The video then shows Tyson Wrench getting out of his rented Buick just seconds later. He was inside the SUV the whole time. It was parked in a lot not far from the airport. Red said, "I'm in my car and I should be safe." And then you see him reach down and push that little button. He's assumed that he had accidentally hit the trunk button on his key fob.
Oh, man.
That's what he thought had happened.
Wow.
He said, "I feel dumb. I'm oblivious. I'm on my phone. I'm looking down distracted." In fact, it was several hours before he realized that someone had taken his backpack with his laptop, passport, and passport and documents inside. So what's interesting is moments before the theft happened, the thieves drove up to the Cadillac. A man got out, looks in the back and the side, and apparently gets spooked by seeing Wrench inside. The Cadillac leaves, but then it backs up, and they go ahead and they commit the crime anyway.
Jesus. What?
So they saw the guy was on his phone,
yeah,
and they figured they could probably get away with
it. Well, they were right.
Yeah. And they did. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.